Republican Joe Vitolo says he is running for Congress for his family's sake.
I'm a father of six and a grandfather of 15. Looking at the condition of America and how far we've come, I can't look at my grandchildren in the eye and say that I'm handing them the same America I was given 60 years ago.
Vitolo, who has never held elected office, unsuccessfully challenged Democratic Albany County Executive Dan McCoy in 2015. In that race, Vitolo took 26% of the vote, but Vitolo said he believed he did better than expected and that his previous campaign will help boost his run for the 20th district seat. Vitolo classifies himself as a conservative with a libertarian streak.
I find myself as a conservative, and yet at the same time, I feel that, you know, people have the right to do and live the way they choose to live. I don't believe, and much like libertarians, that we are supposed to fund the way people live and choose to live.
A nurse by trade, Vitolo had a lot to say about the healthcare system and heavily criticized the Affordable Care Act, something Congressman Tonko has long supported and pledged to strengthen.
Hillary has and Barack Obama, who stand behind Obamacare or the Affordable Health Care Act, have destroyed the American healthcare system. And I think that it needs to be fixed. There's so much that needs to be fixed. But first, we need to start with national defense. We need to start with the finances of this country. We need to start with education. We need to start with reducing the size of the federal government.
The 20th District, which includes portions of Albany, Schenectady, Saratoga, Rensselaer, and Montgomery counties, is predicted to be safely in Democratic territory by experts who grade districts each cycle. Tonko, who has been in Congress since 2009 and served more than two decades in the state assembly, is a well-known name in the capital region. Vitolo, however, said voters are ready for an outside voice and pointed to the long campaign of Senator Bernie Sanders and the rise of presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump as examples. Vitolo says while the Democrat is well known to many, Tonko has taken votes against veterans programs and Social Security. To support his charge, Vitolo recalled H.R. 1314, the federal budget bill agreed upon last December.
The recent omnibus bill also gutted more money out of Social Security to fund other programs. Social Security was supposed to be a protected system. And so he's voting to take money. It's borrowed, but the federal government already owes Social Security $1.5 trillion. The question is it ever going to get paid back?
Sean Majors, a spokesman for Tonko, disputes Vitolo's claims. He says, quote, Representative Tonko was proud to support last year's bipartisan budget agreement, avoiding a government shutdown. When Mr. Vitolo points to this legislation as a vote against veterans and Social Security beneficiaries, which is a reckless and incorrect statement, he's also leveling the charge at respected members of his own party, Representatives Chris Gibson and Rich Hanna, unquote. Looking toward November, Vitolo was now kicking what he calls a grassroots campaign into gear.
It's going to take time, but we can restore the country.
For WAMC, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.